Foxes have holes, birds have nests, but there is no place for the Son of Man to rest.
If you see me walking down the street, and I start to cry each time we meet.
Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but there is no place for the Son of Man to rest. As for me, I was hiding but also proselytizing. Conning if you're a skeptic and don't like me lying. Looking at myself, I don't like what I see. Trying to look at the forest, all I see is the trees. But that'll stop my hunger, no, you are what you eat. I eat the mud, I eat the weak. Spit out the bones, slurp up the sweet. Jesus, love me despite the fact I misstep. I've seen a couple sheep get lost, I promise I will protect. The Loon Podcast, this one entitled, Foxes Have Holes. Now I want to present an idea to you, and I'll say it like this. I wasn't raised religious by any means. My mother was a Catholic, my father was an atheist. And when I came to them with my religious questions, I was told to figure it out for myself. So I grew up, and I still do, read everything I can get my hands on. But I tend personally to really, really enjoy the New Testament. And there's an idea in there. And I'm paraphrasing when I say, foxes have holes and birds have nests, but there is no place for the Son of Man to rest. And I think it's funny that the powerful can be confused with the powerless. Now let's take that into our own lives, right? There is no place for God to hide. And that is within ourselves, and that is all around us. May you continue to grow and to reveal yourself, for the best parts of you cannot hide anyway. And even if the world doesn't recognize or see it, and chances are they might not, for the world would rather see Barabbas free than the God in you. So, just don't stop. Just don't stop. I learned recently that I might not be able to fix this ever-looming feeling of depression, but that should not prevent me from moving on despite the feeling of loneliness. Foxes have holes. I lost myself for about 5 years. The people around me knew it, but the most important didn't care. There were people around me, but it's like they wasn't there. So when I expressed myself, it was just wind in the air. I was around my BM's family. They just fronted, eating with me, but not treating me like we something. So when a lion is raised around hyenas, his roar is being laughed at because that's the only way they see it. I wasn't raised rich. I wasn't raised white. I was stuck in a situation that didn't feel right. Despite it, I really wanted a family I never had. So I lived with something like it even though it was really bad. There was no hiding from it, not even inside. That woman I loved, her love had already been died. And then I was mad she ain't really try. I wasn't much to her, but she was much to I. That type of obsession comes from abandonment. My being was a symptom of what I ain't handled yet. The powerless part of me I wish would pardon me. The God in me hard to see steal my battery. Foxes have holes, birds have nests. There is no place for the Son of Man to rest. And I think it's funny that the most powerful in us could feel the powerless.
Make believe you never see the tears.
Break down.
Make believe you never see the tears.
Break down.
Make believe you never see the tears.
Solitude, solitude. Bring it up out of you. The devil do devil shit. get the fuck out of you. I'm with the lepers and blind. I'm one of a kind. If two could come together, I'll turn water to wine. Gethsemane prayers. Just do me a favor. If you see me after this, don't act like you got the vapors. It's like the more that I died, the stronger I lived. The deeper I felt, despite the fakeness that is. It's like my hunger is full when I connect to the universe. My heaven turned hell when I was fucking with you first, just playing. But there's truth in the pain. The more that I starve, the more weight that I gain. Foxes have holes, birds have nests. There is no place for the Son of Man to rest. And I think it's funny how the powerful can get confused with the powerless. I started doing something new the other day. To find out about yourself, what you do is you put your hand over your heart and you ask yourself things that the world wouldn't be honest with you about. Things about yourself. Try to motivate yourself with your hand on your heart. Try to be honest with yourself. Ask yourself questions and listen for the answers. My friend Steven put me up on that. And in the same week, a friend of mine was telling me about muscle therapy. And it's, and the way he was describing it was, it's a situation very close to what I described. And I'm not gonna give you the exact techniques he was showing me, but you could be honest with yourself, because the self's not gonna go away. See, foxes have holes, and birds, they have nests, but there is no place for the Son of Man to rest. And I think it's real funny that the powerful can be confused with the powerless. Breakdown. 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 You know, the struggle for myself, and maybe you, is that I'm what is known in psychology as called an internalizer. I put it all on myself. The role, the duties, the responsibilities of life. And I've been in a survival mode. And when you're in a survival mode, it's hard to always recognize the truth within yourself. My struggle has always been me. But I noticed that inside, the things that I don't like about myself, that I have hidden, are the most powerful. But I've gone throughout my life thinking that they were powerless or worth hiding. But now I'm starting to get to know that foxes have holes, birds have nests, but there is no place for the Son of Man to rest.